I'm Frederick Reamer, host of This I Believe Rhode Island. It's no secret that our world is saturated with distressing conflict. Afghanistan, Iraq, Syria, Turkey, Yemen, Libya, South Sudan, and on and on. Every day, it seems, we're overwhelmed with daunting news of more intractable strife. It can be so hard to find hope in the midst of such horror. Yet hope we must. As Albert Einstein observed, peace cannot be kept by force. It can only be achieved by understanding. And there are real seeds of such understanding in this week's essay by high school student Penina Satlow.
This summer, on a group trip to Israel, I was walking through the Arab town of Taibe, learning about Islamic culture and the history of the location. I was fading in and out of focus, fatigued by the full days we'd been having. This made it even more shocking when we turned a corner onto a side street where a row of swastikas was graffitied onto the side of a public building. This was the first time I'd seen such a public, unabashed display of anti-Semitism, and I was disgusted, angry, and afraid. Learning about the Mamluks and Crusaders, it had been easy to forget the geopolitical realities of where I was, and that there were people there who hated me because of the way I'd been born. When we arrived at the home of a local Arab family for dinner, I was still uneasy and disturbed. One of the family members was a 17-year-old rising senior named Seema. I complimented her on her earrings, a mismatched pair of antique coins from the region dangling among rows of hoops and studs. Her immediate response was, "I have another pair. Do you want them?" The tangible reminder of this incredibly generous act of human kindness almost moved me to tears, and is currently tugging gently at my ears. During dinner, we learned about a coexistence initiative in which an Arab and Jewish school were running joint programming for students, teachers, and parents to both humanize the so-called enemy and to discuss real and controversial political topics with the opposing sides. Seema said this program had instilled her with more respect for Jews as people and that she still had Jewish friends even though the program had ended for her in junior high. I understand that Seema and her family are not necessarily representative of all Arabs living within Israel, but they reminded me that whoever had drawn the swastika was not representative either. As long as people like Seema and her family exist on both sides of the conflict, I believe in hope for a sustainable future for that region of the world and the people living in it. I don't know if I will ever see Seema again. I hope I do. But if not, the memory of that night and what it has taught me will resonate within me for a very long time, if not for the rest of my life.
Penina Satlow is a 17-year-old senior at Classical High School. She lives in Providence with her family. This past summer, she participated in the Bronfman Youth Fellowship in Israel. To offer your own essay or to listen to previous segments, we invite you to visit the This I Believe Rhode Island page of our website, ripr.org. For Rhode Island Public Radio, I'm Frederick Reamer.